prepare for a true revolution.
Actually, you can prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free.
The truth will set you free. It is Truth Revolution. I'm Dave, and with me is Pastor Jeff of Revolution Church.
This is where faith and reason meet.
Head on.
I am holding a booklet.
I see that.
A booklet that you want, friends.
Mm-hmm.
It is called The 10 Breakthroughs of 2012.
Yeah.
Scientific Discoveries That Affirm Creation.
Right. We got a couple of those.
Dude, we got to go through this booklet for a show.
Do we?
We should.
We should. Let's do.
Everything in this booklet is awesome.
Yeah. That book is just awesome. I was actually looking through that last week when we were talking to Dr. Rana.
Yes.
And it's very interesting. And I was kind of disappointed because when I had to leave, I had to put it down. I couldn't just take it with me.
You couldn't take it because these books are for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
They are given to us by Reasons to Believe.
I listen.
And I don't think you count.
And, on my fingers and toes, maybe.
And our listeners, you guys, we have a number of these and we're going to give them away until we run out. These, I don't remember how much they are, probably like $1,000.
That is a $1,000 book.
Right there. And maybe not quite $1,000, but it's a booklet. It's, I mean, we're talking 28 pages here, but it's really high quality.
How many pictures has it got?
David.
How many pictures does it got? Just tell me.
There's a picture on the front of a sea otter.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Well, they say a picture is worth a thousand words.
There's some big concepts in here, though. First of all, last week we talked about the ENCODE DNA mm-hmm. project.
I remember that.
In this booklet, it also talks about how sea otters preserve kelp forests. It talks about zinc isotopes and the origin of the moon.
Wait a minute.
It talks about sequenced gorilla genomes.
Hold on.
Talks about galaxy arms.
Well, hold on a second.
Talks about space-time
foam. I
want
to go back to the otters and the kelp.
What? Why?
Why do we need kelp? I used to take kelp pills when I was a kid, and they're nasty. Sorry, Mom. I'm
don't
letting her know right now.
Don't make your kids take kelp pills. That's disgusting.
Yeah, we're disgusting.
It actually says in here that kelp ranks among the fastest growing plants, sprouting as much as half a meter a day.
Wow.
So maybe your mom was just doing her part by getting rid of some kelp by making you ingest it. So anyway, and it talked to all sorts of things that... are some of the greatest scientific discoveries last year that mm-hmm. help affirm creation and that God has handed this. And we're giving it away free to you.
Right.
All you have to do is email us. And if you email us and say, I want one of those booklets.
I've always wanted to say this, while supplies last.
While supplies last, you can have one. All you mm-hmm. got to do is email us and tell us you want the booklet and it's yours. And so please do that. Email us questions@truthrevolution.tv.
Right.
Go to our website.
truthrevolution.tv
and go to the contact form there. There's a multiple ways to contact mm-hmm. us.
And so, while you're there, you can listen to shows and you can even make a donation.
Oh, that's true. You could make a donation.
You can make a donation because you're getting this book for free.
That's true.
So there.
Maybe you could donate like half the value of the book.
But we don't know what the value of the book is.
Oh, yeah.
It's got millions of dollars worth of information in it.
There we go. So donate $500,000.
There you go.
We're just joking. We're just joking.
Kind of.
So anyway, we are glad you're here today at the intersection of reason and faith.
Right.
We want your faith to be powerful, driven by your mind, and not just something you believe because your grandmama believed it.
Right. Well, God gave you a brain for a reason.
That's right.
You got to use it, and he gave it to you because he knows that we can actually make intelligent decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And when we make intelligent decisions, God knows that if you're seeking earnestly, that you're eventually going to find him.
That's right. Dave, you know what I'm calling today?
What?
I'm calling today cleanup day.
Oh, no.
There's a bunch.
I'm leaving.
There's a bunch of topics.
Sounds like, oh, okay.
That I wanted to cover, things I've wanted to go over.
Oh, see, I was worried that you're going to make me pick stuff up.
I just want to hit three or four things this week instead of doing one show on like one thing.
All right. So we'll just do whatever Jeff wants to do.
I mean, we're also going to do the Bible contradiction like every single week.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we're going to talk about Peter and Paul, how they were transformed after Jesus' resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to promo a little bit of next week because next week we're having President Rick Schnecker from Ratio Christi come here.
Who?
the president of Ratio Christi.
Okay.
Okay, this is an amazing apologetics organization where they work on college campuses. I want to talk a little bit about that. He's going to be on the show next week, so don't miss it. It's going to be another great show.
Right on.
I want to talk a little bit about evolution and intelligent design today.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got a listener question about Genesis and whether or not Adam and Eve really could have disobeyed God.
Well,
whether that's a logical problem.
Okay, but didn't they?
Well, that's the question.
Okay.
Well. How could have they?
Okay. All right.
How could have they if they didn't know what evil was?
Right. Well, we'll touch on that.
So we're going to touch on that.
I've got some ideas.
So anyway, now...
They're probably all wrong, but I got some ideas.
That's okay. We are going to move now into Peter and Paul, but not Mary, because the question... Okay, we did Easter. It was 3 weeks ago.
Right.
2 weeks ago. And we didn't actually get to one of the greatest things that I love, one of the most important things, and that is the transformation of some of these disciples.
Right, because, you know, if Jesus died and was resurrected,
yeah,
and basically it stopped there, I mean, where does that go? The thing is that this the death and resurrection of Christ could not have stopped at the resurrection if Jesus was the Son of God. Okay? It would not have stopped there. And that's that's why things pressed on. That's why they were so intent on spreading the word, because Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
They saw him risen.
Yes.
And, you know, I may be turning the page a little too quick here, because I don't want to step on all your content.
No, this is my content.
Yes, right on.
Look, if Jesus died and did not rise from the dead, we would probably expect to see what from his disciples? You got these guys who are following Jesus. They expect that he's going to be king of the Jews. Mm-hmm. He's going to take over the nation.
Right.
They've spent their whole lives following him, and then he's crucified and dead.
Right.
He's gone.
Well, I'll tell you what the Bible says happened at that point in time. I mean, they basically closed themselves up in a room.
They locked themselves in a room.
We're afraid, and they were deathly afraid.
That same thing was going to happen to them.
Yeah, they're coming for him because they were. Basically, if Jesus was not what he said he was, they would be just considered his henchmen, and they would have been on the chopping block too.
They could have been.
Could have been.
And so they were very scared. They locked themselves in rooms. They were worried they were going to be crucified or arrested. They were ashamed. They were probably completely baffled
at
what happened.
Hurt, I'm sure.
You know, all you have to do is take a look at other upstart religions around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when the leader is saying things like, I'm the Messiah, I'm coming to save everybody, I'm going to do great miracles, and then he's killed.
Right.
What happens to the followers?
Well, first of all, dude never comes back.
Well, he never comes back, and the followers just fall away.
Fall
they
away,
go,
yep.
Oh man, I can't believe I followed that nut job.
Right.
You know, they just look it up.
And that happened several times, actually, in the last century.
That's right.
So... No.
Yeah, you think about things like Waco, and a lot of the followers were killed in that whole scenario. Right. But
which is a shame.
But a lot of the people who looked at this guy, this cult leader, as wow, maybe he's something. Yeah, he died and he's just gone.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more to it.
Yeah. And then there was what, Jamestown?
Jamestown.
Back in the 70s?
Yeah. I mean, the people there died. Anyone who was interested in following this guy now, well, he's dead. They just fall away. They just leave.
Right. And if he was who he said he was, then he would have come back.
That's right.
So
you got what's this? There's this Mormon leader. He's like some branch of a cultist movement in the Mormons that he was molesting young kids.
Is this recent?
This is recent.
I got to apologize because I really don't follow news.
he got put in jail and he was claiming to be like a messiah of some kind. And he got put in jail. And of course, you know, a lot of these people who are following him, you know, they're starting to fall away. You're just not going to follow these guys when they get arrested and killed.
Right.
The deal with Jesus, though, he was arrested and he was killed, and his followers were doing the same thing everybody else
falling
does.
Away.
They were falling away. They were hiding, locking themselves in rooms. They didn't want anything to do with this. They couldn't believe they'd wasted their life.
Right.
But then something happened.
Yeah, that leads us to that big question.
Something happened.
Why? And what happened? Right.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the tomb was empty. And let's just forget talking about the tomb was empty and things like that. Let's just, all of a sudden, instead of these followers all falling away, like it always happens, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, these followers are standing up to the authorities.
Right.
They're trying to do miracles themselves. They're preaching about Jesus is alive. They're risking their lives. Peter himself was crucified upside down.
Right.
Because he said, I saw Jesus alive after he supposedly was killed. He is the Lord. He is my God. I'm going to worship him. You should follow him too. And they said, we're going to kill you. We're going to arrest you. And he goes, go ahead.
Yep.
I saw what I saw. You can do this, but it's not going to change my mind.
Right.
I know what I saw. This is not what people do when their leader dies.
Right. And, you know, Chuck Colson was involved with the Watergate scandal. He went to prison and then became a Christian while he was in prison. So he was mm-hmm. big in prison ministries and stuff like that. And I read a book that he wrote. It's called How Now Shall We Live?
Yeah.
But, you know, he said, I know how hard it is to keep a secret, you know, to try and cover up something that was wrong. And he said, we couldn't do it. We couldn't cover it up.
Oh, because he worked in the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they tried to cover up the Watergate scandal, but it just didn't work. Somebody eventually turned state's evidence, and it all just tumbled.
That's a good point. Like, you these massive, epic secrets.
Right.
They never stay massive, epic secrets for long.
Right.
I mean, I actually have a friend who used to work. I hope I don't get killed by the government for saying this. No.
Hey, man, I'm not going to hang out with you for a couple months. All right.
I have a friend who used to work in the nuclear divisions mm-hmm. of the military. And I'm not going to say what branch
okay.
or where. But he used to work in the nuclear divisions. He said, you know, he saw those places where you'd pop the keys in and turn mm-hmm, them. And
right.
So a lot of classified information. And this guy said they knew this had to be like the utmost classified information. I mean, more than anything else, this is nuclear secrets.
Right.
And
stuff you need to keep secret.
Right. And he even said when they would come to them with classified information, they would say, here's the deal, guys. We know you're probably going to even tell your wives. Just make sure they know how secret this is.
Right.
So wow. even the military, yeah. to a certain extent, knows that secret information doesn't always stay secret.
Right, right.
And the deal is, these guys who are following Jesus, all of them gave up their life because they said they saw Jesus risen from the dead.
Right.
If it was this big secret that he really hadn't, one of them would have recanted.
Right, and none of them did. And
right.
every one of them went to their death, basically believing and shouting that Jesus was the risen Messiah.
Exactly. Man, we're already halfway over and we're not halfway done with our cool stuff. All right, we got a question from a listener coming up. We got a cool information about the design inference from rocks piled up.
What?
Yeah, you just got to listen to the other half of the show.
Okay.
Also, get over to truthrevolution.tv. Awesome stuff there every day of the week, Monday through Friday, yeah. and past shows.
Truth Shots.
Check it out. Hi. This is Pastor Jeff from Revolution Church. Not only am I the host of the Truth Revolution radio program, but I'm also a foster parent. Did you know that there are only 20 or 30 children in Salina that need to be adopted right now? Did you know that there are children in foster care who want to live in Salina, but are sometimes placed in other towns because we don't have enough foster homes here? I want to challenge you to consider foster care today. If you're interested in doing foster care, go to kfapa.com. That's K-F-A-P-A, as in the Kansas Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.com. K-F-A-P-A.com, and get more information. You can request information, email and ask any questions you want, or possibly even sign up to take a class about foster parenting. It's easier and more difficult than you'd ever imagine, but it's also more rewarding than you'd ever imagine. Consider fostering and helping a child in need today.
You're invited to Revolution Church this Sunday. Don't wear a suit and tie. Nobody else does. Just come as you are. Revolution Church has a special kids program planned, rocking music, and teaching that actually matters for real life. 10:15 this Sunday morning. Just music, teaching, and a program for the kids. 10:15 this Sunday morning. Check us out online, salinarevolution.com, www.salinarevolution.com.
Truth
Truth Revolution.
And we are back. We are on the other side of that commercial break. We were talking about on the other side of that commercial break before we went into the commercial break about all the stuff we're going to talk to after the commercial break.
It's come full circle.
It's come full circle. Here we are. Now we're going to talk about the other stuff that we were talking about. We were going to talk about on the other side of the break.
Stop it.
Sorry. I got myself into a loop and I was trying to get out of it. I couldn't figure a way to do
it. I'm going
to
lean over there and thump you in the head.
Right on.
To get you out of the loop.
Well, you never need an excuse anyway.
Not like you would hesitate to hit me in the head.
By the way, pastor.
We're a pacifist church. We're sitting here. What's your radio show about? Hitting each other in the head.
Right.
Just don't let the bishop hear.
He's probably listening as we speak.
So. All right. So anyway, we are talking about a number of things. We just got done talking about how Peter, he was scared to follow Jesus. But he decided to follow Jesus because he thought Jesus was, he saw Jesus risen from the dead.
Right.
He turned into this awesome, charismatic, powerful leader, even though Jesus had died.
Right. No, check this out, though. Even before Jesus died, he was already on his way. It was like he was kicking rocks, man. Somebody asked him, hey, you know this guy. You're hanging out with Jesus.
Yeah.
And Peter was like, no, I've never seen that man.
What are you talking about?
And Jesus hadn't even been convicted yet.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Jesus on his way out the door.
Yeah, he gets arrested and Peter's already like dodging people.
Not me.
Nope, sorry.
Wasn't me.
Jeebus. I don't know any Jeebus.
So, you know, that's very telling.
That's right. But something changed. He saw Jesus alive, that's what he claims. And so he turned into this amazing preacher along with all the other disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty big deal. All right. Hey, next week on our show, we are going to have a special guest here. President Rick Schenker from Radio Christi. Radio Christi is the Latin word for the reason of Christ.
Right on. I was going to ask you what that means.
A Latin phrase. It's not one word. It's a phrase.
Okay.
I'm stupid.
No, you're not.
But this organization is a global movement that their whole goal is to equip university students and university faculty so that these people can give historical and philosophical and scientific reasons for following Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like the college ministry version of our radio show.
Right on.
I mean, that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to give historical, philosophical, scientific reasons.
Okay, so what you're saying is we're going to be talking to another smart guy.
We're talking to another smart guy.
That's awesome.
Just like we did last week. Just like I'm talking to a smart guy right now, Dave.
Oh, come on. I'm blushing.
You're blushing?
Yeah. What was that?
That was people saying no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be on the show. Their goal is really to bring together faith and reason, like mm-hmm. our goal is, and they want to establish the intellectual voice of Christ in the university.
You know, it's funny. When you start trying to pair faith and reason,
yeah,
and it's crazy how many other people that you actually run into that are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Look, folks, we're not the only ones trying to do it, okay? So there's got to be something in it.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, there's plenty of organizations out there who are really good. Now, I got to say, there's some out there who don't do such a good job.
Right, yeah.
They make some really bad logical arguments. So you got to be careful. But Radio Christi is a good one. I've checked out a lot of the material, have some good friends that work with them. And they really, their goal is to get in those universities where, let's be honest, a lot of times universities are a bastion of anti-Christian, anti-intellectual slash faith.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to believe that faith is reasonable. And so they will do everything in their power to not allow the reason for Christianity to come to fruition.
Right. Do you think that's probably because a lot of the higher learning people have said that Christianity is just a bunch of spiritual mumbo jumbo, and it's like, you know, we've grown past that, and, you know, we need to be intellectual. You can't be intellectual when you're into all that superstition.
Yeah, basically.
That's sad.
Which, you know, I wish I could come up with a reason why a lot of high intellectuals take that path. Mm-hmm. You know, if I had to make a guess, I'd say there's people from every gamut of society, from the dumbest all the way up to the smartest, who reject God.
Right.
And wherever they are at, they use those circumstances for their reasoning. Right. And some of the people in really bad circumstances say, look, I'm not going to follow God because he wouldn't allow this to happen to me. My life stinks and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. People who are very high intellectuals, they say, well, I'm going to use my intellect to reject God.
Right.
Wherever you're at in society, I think you're going to use that to reject God.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with, too, I think, like peer pressure. I think people, you know, but Jesus said, you know, people will persecute you. Nobody wants to be persecuted.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know? And so I think people feel like, well, you know, so-and-so was laughed at when I was in high school for being a Christian. I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, next week, President Rick Schenker from Ratio Christi is going to be on. Don't miss the show. On their website, they say, we unashamedly defend the veracity of God, the Bible, and Christ's resurrection, and engage in the battle for the mind. I love that.
Wow, that was a bunch of big words.
Well, they're engaging in the battle for the mind, so they got to use big words.
Right.
So, check it out. Be here with us next week when we talk to him. Also, I am holding in my hand
10 Breakthroughs of 2012.
Yes, the booklet. Don't forget, contact us if you're interested in getting one of these booklets. We have a few left as of right now, and I don't want you to miss out.
Right.
The earliest supernova affirmed the Big Bang model. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's in the booklet.
But that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. New cosmic expansion measures show design in the universe.
Oh,
did you know that?
No.
Yeah. All this is in the booklet and more.
What about evolution?
Maybe I'll just keep these booklets to myself.
You know, if you go to reasons.org, you can actually see this booklet, the cover of it. It's got a cute little otter on it. But they've actually got from other years, 2011, 2010. Check those out.
Cool. Okay, so I want to get to some other things today, some housekeeping stuff that I've wanted to get to for a while that we haven't been able to get to.
And taking out the trash.
One of those is some questions from people, and we just got one a little bit ago, just minutes before our show was going to be recorded.
Right. Hot off the press.
Yeah, so Dave, will you give us this question here?
All right, the question is from Amelia, and this she says, recently I encountered someone who asked me how it is just that God punished Adam and Eve for disobedience when they had no knowledge of good and evil, thus no knowledge of obedience or disobedience. Any answer I attempt to give, I was told I lacked knowledge, logic, and common sense. How would you explain the punishment of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
Well, first of all, a lot of times when you argue with people or when you discuss with people, they'll say, oh, you're not logical. You don't even make sense. That's not always true. What we need to do as Christian apologists is be careful that we are making rational arguments. So someone's saying your argument doesn't make sense. You know, let's really examine it and see, you know, what's really going on there. On the other hand, I think a lot of times people reject arguments that make a lot of sense simply because they don't want to accept the argument.
Right. Some people go into arguments with just closed mind.
Right. So, anyway, you know, to answer this question, how could God punish Adam and Eve for disobeying if they had no knowledge of good and evil? Like, they wouldn't even know what evil was. And so how could they do bad by doing it?
Well,
it's a good question.
It is a good question. Now my thought on that is once they, you know, they ate of the tree, but basically they had a command from God. Don't do this. And then they did it. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, they were kind of suckered into it.
Now, but see, what the questioner is saying is they don't know evil.
Right.
And so when God tells them not to, they don't know it's evil to disobey. That's what they're saying. So how could God punish them?
That's kind of a weird...
Because they didn't know what they were doing.
That's kind of a tough question.
Well, and here's the deal. We're going to use our cracked acronym.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to use the early meaning of manuscripts, the E in the cracked acronym. The meaning of words change over time, and the word know implies a couple different things in Hebrew.
Ah.
In Hebrew, especially when this was written, if you want to look it up, go look it up. It's Strong's number 3045. When it says that they didn't know evil or they needed to know good and bad, it could actually mean two different things. Know as in reflecting and thinking about, and know as in experiencing. Gotcha. Now, there's some other meanings for this Hebrew word know as well, but there is a big difference between those two different types of knowledge. Adam and Eve knew intellectually that they should not disobey God. They understood that concept. But Satan was saying to them, you don't really know the difference between good and evil. Try it out. Feel it. Then you'll know.
That's how all of us fall into sin, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. And in a sense, Satan was right. Experiencing evil is a much different comprehension than hearing about it.
Yes, I agree.
You can know about 9/11, but the people who survived the towers falling, they really know about 9/11 in a totally different new way.
Yes, totally agree.
So how could God punish Adam and Eve if they didn't have knowledge of disobedience? Well, they did have knowledge of disobedience.
Right.
That just not experiential knowledge. It's illogical to assume that they couldn't even comprehend disobedience. Otherwise, when Satan said, "Hey, eat this," they would have simply been confused. What did you say?
I said, eat this.
I don't understand your words. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if they couldn't comprehend what disobedience was, they wouldn't have been able to comprehend eating the fruit.
Right, and then it all just comes down to an IQ thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it IQ, but it's just, they would have had an inability to comprehend eating the fruit if they couldn't comprehend disobedience.
That's a comprehension thing, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they were able to understand obedience and disobedience. Mm-hmm. They knew, hey, God said, don't do this, so we should not do that. It doesn't mean they understood evil in all its implications. And that's what Satan was trying to get them to do. You don't really know it. You know, I could say that that you know my wife, but right. I know my wife in lots of ways. Mm-hmm. And that means something totally different.
Yes, definitely.
And so we even use the word know in different ways. And so, you know, that's the answer for that. I think it's a pretty good answer. Mm-hmm. They can't really say that.
That is a pretty good answer, yeah. You know?
You know, and thinking of answering questions, I think it's time for us to do a Bible contradiction. What do you think, Dave?
Right on.
Bible contradiction.
Well, 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 speaking of that serpent.
Oh, slippery little serpent.
Yeah. Our Bible contradiction today, once again, comes from thethinkingatheist.com.
I'd like to thank the thinking atheist.
From Genesis 3:1, we're talking about the serpent. Okay, Genesis 3:1 says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from the tree in the garden?'" And then, of course, the people at thinkingatheist.com stops right there and says, "A talking snake? Enough said." It's not really a Bible contradiction. It's just
ridiculous.
Just ridiculous. Yeah, we're calling this ridiculous, and that's it.
The Bible says a snake talks.
Right.
Enough Don't said. Be so stupid.
Right.
All right.
So what gives, man?
Cracked. First of all, the C, the very first C, stands for credibility. All right, when you're reading a book and you come upon something strange, you got to give it a little credit. You can't assume the author is so stupid that he would write something that was completely untrue in every way.
But a lot of people do that. I mean, they infer that the person writing is, you're off your rocker.
Well, right? Some people are, but right. When we're talking about legitimate books, historical information, you can't assume that the guy's just stupid.
Right.
You got to come at it and say, well, what was the meaning here? So that's the first thing, okay? The second thing is the R is revealed. Like, God reveals some things to us, and one of those things is that demons, Satan, can possess people.
Right.
Or creatures. If you read the Bible, that's reality. Now, if you don't believe in God, you're going to think possession of creatures is dumb. But let's be right. Honest. Mm-hmm. If God is real, then possession can happen.
I agree.
Demonic possession can happen, yes. If God is real and those creatures are real. And so the Bible Exposition Commentary with Warren Wiersbe says, when he came into the garden, Satan used the body of a serpent, one of God's creatures that he had pronounced good.
Mm-hmm.
And so Satan specifically came and took over this creature whom God said, oh, this is a good creation. And he used that good creation to do something evil. And so it was a demonic possession.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, the second answer, the one I like, is that this, in our cracked acronym, you have to understand the author's intent. The A and the D, it stands for dialect. You understand what type of genres are we talking about here? And we don't know for sure exactly what genre Genesis was written in, this part of Genesis. You know, I'm thinking maybe allegory? Hello?
Could be, yeah.
Does this guy who said this was a contradiction or a problem, does he read Aesop's Fables and does he go, this book's ridiculous!
Right.
There's a talking fox! This could never happen!
I'm putting this book down now.
No, I mean, he reads it and he goes, oh, okay,
right.
They're getting to a point.
And Aesop's Fables is considered a classic.
Right. And even today, you know, we look at snakes and we're like, oh, those crafty little buggers, they're slippery.
Yes, they are.
And back then, he was trying to make a point. Satan was being crafty. He was being slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense if you're making an allegory that you'd use a snake.
Right.
So, all right, that's the answer for Bible contradiction today. There's other explanations there, but we're out of time. Again. So head on over to truthrevolution.tv. Hey, I want to thank you supporters for supporting the show.
Really, we can't thank them enough.
We're actually expanding. Looks like we're going on other channels.
That's
this
awesome.
Is going to be good stuff, man.
It is.
You guys make this show happen. We love you. Pray for you. and pray for us. If you can donate, head on over to truthrevolution.tv. And also, come on out.
Come to Revolution Church.
That's right, 10:15 this morning. Or you can watch online. Just go to SlinerRevolution.com or TruthRevolution.tv and check it out. We'd love to have you there. And be with us next week as we have the Ratio Christi president with us in-house doing an interview.
See you next week.